We're going to begin the hour by talking about a cool event that's happening this Sunday, and it will be a cooler event than today, I promise you. High's only around 80 degrees, and it's going to be a really nice day to be outside, which is great because you can head to the Forest Theater on campus. They're celebrating their 100th anniversary of being in operation. Forest Theater operated now by the North Carolina Botanical Garden, so the 100th anniversary event is being put on jointly by the Botanical Garden as well as the town of Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture. Ergo, we are joined in the studio by two very special guests, Susan Brown, who you know from Talking Books, representing Community Arts and Culture today, and Damon Waite, who is the Executive Director of the North Carolina Botanical Garden. Susan, Damon, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, Aaron, thank you.
So 100 years of the Forest Theater. Damon, I know you can't do the whole 100-year history, but give us the breakdown. What's the legacy?
Such cool beginnings. It started with Professor William Chambers Coker, the first professor of botany at UNC and also the chair of the Buildings and Grounds Committee, famous for his quote, "Great universities have great landscapes." He hooked up with Frederick Koch in 1918, and outdoor drama was becoming big, and together they picked a depression or a bowl inside Battle Park and say, let's turn this into an outdoor theater.
Kind of a nice natural amphitheater, right?
And yeah. So we picked this year, 2019, because in 1919, the Playmakers had their very first performance there, which was The Taming of the Shrew.
Awesome. So what have been some of the highlights in the last 100 years?
just
run them down.
This only comes around once in a lifetime, Aaron. So some great highlights, great performances. Paperham Puppets, for example, it's a staple every summer. People love it. We pack the theater for that. Lots of plays, lots of Shakespearean plays by playmakers and others. And then, as the university added more indoor facilities, it started getting used a little bit less over time. And really what this centennial is about is let's vision the future of that. Maybe we can change that for the future.
Yeah, it really is a gorgeous space, Susan.
And I was just going to add that Damon mentioned some sort of highlights from the theatrical side of things, but to me, I think that there are so many highlights of the space from personal stories. So I have been to both a wedding and a funeral there. So I figure I need to be present when a baby is born there, and I'll get the trifecta. But I do think that it's a place that has been a personal milestone for many. Actually, I know someone who was proposed engagement there. So
awesome.
It's also a place for individuals that have had milestones there.
Yeah. When I first got here 4 years ago and was informed the Forest Theater was part of the, North Carolina.
You're also running this, by the way.
There, and it has such an aura. You're like, wow, what happened here? You feel the history. And then you ask yourself, what's happening here? And then, you very quickly go, what could happen here? And so it's just so exciting to be here at a time where it's celebrating that centennial and we're ready to vision its future.
So the future is going to be envisioned on Sunday with a really cool event at the Forest Theater, 2 to 4 p.m. Everyone's invited. What is it going to entail? Who's going to be there?
Sure. So I'm glancing at the program. There will be some remarks from, folks,
local notables.
But there will also be some really great performances. Company Carolina is going to be doing an excerpt from Neil Simon's Sweet Charity. Of course, the Paperham Puppet Company will be there. And then, as I mentioned, so Playmakers is going to be doing two things. One, they're going to be doing an excerpt from The Taming of the Shrew, which, as Damon said, is the first show that was done there. And then they're going to do a song from Kiss Me, Kate, which is, of course, the modern musical version of Taming of the Shrew. And Playmakers, in addition to UNC Arts Everywhere, in the Botanical Garden, and there were many, many hands making this event happen this Sunday. So they're all playing a part.
Awesome. Other performances as part of this?
Well, we've got a couple of student groups, the UNC Pauper Players, and they'll be doing a piece, Dear Theodosia, from Miranda's Hamilton, and also What I've Been Looking For from Disney's High School Musical. I know you're a fan of Disney.
Of course.
And also Company Carolina, another student group that will be doing some excerpts from Neil Simon's Sweet Charity.
Awesome. Yeah. Speaking with Damon Waite and Susan Brown again, the 100th anniversary celebration of the Forest Theater is this Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Forest Theater. It's going to be a really nice afternoon, so head out there and enjoy that. Other things that people need to know about the theater, the future, the Botanical Garden?
Well, just some logistics for people who are planning to attend. First of all, the Forest Theater is on campus. It's located between South Boundary Street and Country Club Road. So there will be parking available in the Park Place lot, which is an outdoor lot, as well as the Cobb deck. You can also park on the street.
Free parking on Sundays on campus, right?
Yep. And so we recommend, it is, after all, a stone theater. So bring something to pad yourself,
right?
A blanket or a cushion. And we will have some food carts. So food will be available for purchase. You know, we'd really love people to bring their own drinking containers so that we can keep it as sustainable and a green event as possible. And lastly, it's not going to happen, but if it does rain, which it won't, we're going to move over to the Center for Dramatic Art.
Okay, awesome.
There's also going to be cake.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a birthday
and
party.
Cake.
Oh, yes. There will be cake.
You buried the lead.
Yeah.
Cake will be at the Forest Theater.
Yes, we'll end with cake.
And then in addition to the performances, there will be some information about this whole future vision and an invitation for the community that is present to share their ideas and their dreams for and their possibilities for this space.
Yeah. What does the future vision look like now? I know we're still generating ideas.
Yeah,
but
there's some things we definitely know, like accessibility and safety of the visitors is paramount, but there's also some improvements we feel like we could make that would increase the ability to do different kinds of things and performances with the theater, for example, a dance floor perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to note that the university architect is working with the garden, playmakers, the town, and other stakeholders to do what's called a feasibility study. And we've actually already contracted with architects to help us with that. It'll be a very broad, open stakeholder process. So what emerges from that will be a vision and a concept plan for the theater with all of that community input.
Hashtag Spring Shakespeare Festival.
Absolutely. I was thinking more rock and roll concerts.
Or rock and roll concerts. Okay. It's got that kind of like cool medieval vibe to it. So what medieval rock groups? There are some.
That sounds like heavy metal.
It might be, it kind of does kind of go in that direction. Depends on the neighborhood around.
Right.
It depends on the neighborhood around. ncbg.unc.edu for more on the North Carolina Botanical Garden. They run the Forest Theater as well as the Arboretum and the Botanical Garden and more, right?
Yeah,
I'm missing
more,
one big
Mason
one.
Farm,
oh, Battle Park. Yeah.
It's world domination.
Pretty
That's
much,
what's happening
yeah.
over there.
Today, all of those. Tomorrow, the world. And Susan Brown, you can get more information on Town of Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture at townofchapelhill.org. Damon, Susan, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron.